Welcome to This Bitch with Sarah Weinschenk and Kim Congdon.
What's up, everybody? We're live from the Hive of Mastermind Media with another episode of This Bitch Podcast. I'm Kim Congdon.
And I'm Sarah Weinschenk.
And we're here with our matching hats.
Yes, we
are. It is a fresh new week.
It is a fresh new week.
We have our hats.
Hold on, let me pop our hats from Disney, courtesy
what's
of Christy.
What's this name?
Flower from Bambi.
I almost called it Penny. Isn't there a Penny character? In some sort of Disney movie, Penny.
I'm sure you're just throwing out
no,
words.
There's a, no, the Great Mouse Detective. The orphan's name was Penny, and I remember thinking that that is such a mean name for an orphan.
Penny,
yeah, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that is mean.
Isn't it? Look, there's Penny. She was the cutest.
Yeah, it's the meanest.
And her name was Penny, the lowest denomination of money we have.
No.
It was her. Yeah, that's a bad name for an orphan.
That is a bad name.
What's a worse name for an orphan? I think Penny might be the worst.
Zero's worse than
Holes got that one.
You're just a zero.
What? Holes got that one.
Hole?
They named him Zero. Have you ever seen Holes with Shia LaBeouf?
No. I think I read the book.
Whoa. I just found what movie we're watching next, which we never watch movies together.
I was watching Holes in Hawaii.
Yeah, catch us watching Holes in Kauai, sweetie. Yeah, there's Zero. I used to have a crush on him. Isn't it funny seeing people you used to have a crush on when you were a kid? Yep, I used to have a crush on Zero during this movie. I thought he was a man. I remember watching this and saying, that is a man.
Zero.
I know men and that's a man.
That's worse than Penny.
Zero's worse than Penny. Zero's pretty bad. Hello, check, check, check. Oh, I'm just checking, make sure everything's great.
Like we didn't
here.
Just do a pod.
We started the cameras over.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. There's been, I don't know why they make the characters in these movies have such horror. I mean, I guess you have to, but every child in a movie has, like a kid's movie has such a horrible life. Their parents are dead.
Yeah. They love an orphan.
I think they said that every Disney movie, there's one parent that's dead. Think of one where they have two parents.
And you know what? That makes you appreciate your family more after.
Can you think of any with two parents?
No.
They're all dead. Simba. Beauty. Snow White.
Is Snow White an orphan? She's not.
Where's her parents? I mean, sometimes
she's
I guess.
She's a grown-ass woman. What do you mean, where's her parents?
I guess.
They're at home. They have bills to pay. They have their own thing going on.
That's true, I guess.
Why are you claiming every Disney person is an orphan?
Yeah.
Which Disney movie does the main character have both parents?
Sleeping Beauty.
Peter Pan.
I mean, they let their daughter be drugged for like 50 years, so I wouldn't say those were very present
parents.
Lady
and the Tramp, Mary Poppins.
Where's the parents from Lady and the Tramp?
The two mains.
Lady and the Tramp are the parents?
No, the household that they're from.
I don't remember Mary Poppins.
Yeah, 101 Dalmatians. Don't sleep on 101, everyone.
The real life action one or the cartoon? The live action, it fucks.
I don't even know.
Oh my God. You haven't seen live action? That one, the second one.
I have.
1996.
Yeah.
You know what movie I fuck with? Baby's Day Out.
Oh, yeah.
I watched that again recently.
Really? I'd have to be very high to watch Baby's
Day Out. I was.
Yeah. I want to watch Cruella.
What kind of sick bitch needs 101 Dalmatians? It's kind of a lot. Have we talked about 101 Dalmatians already?
I didn't hit start.
I feel like we have.
No, I don't think we have.
I don't think so.
Can you help me?
Yeah.
Sorry. 101 Dalmatians is a severe amount. How many puppies do you need to skin?
And 100 wasn't enough. You had to add the one.
Yeah, please. I need 101 Dalmatians.
One's a better number than just a zero.
I guess if you're naming the movie, 100 Dalmatians is not as good as 101 Dalmatians.
It how many different. Dalmatians? 99 Dalmatians.
You know when they're in the boardroom, they're like, how many? There's just grown men sweating and doing coke. How many Dalmatians?
It 99? Can't
be, it can't be 56. And somebody, it's like 69. No, you fucking idiot. How many Dalmatians?
It's 13.
13. Okay, yeah.
How about 13, boss?
13. Too little. Too little. Too evil little. Number. Friday the 13th. Can't be that.
Not good. Not good. What are we going to do? Two Dalmatians, people?
No.
What are we, fucking Pixar? Just losing
and
their minds.
You know
minds.
What?
For some reason, I don't think Cruella's hair should just be one color.
No. She needs to be spotted like the dogs.
Split it up.
We need,
half
I mean,
black, half white.
Cruella is one of the
An
coolest
icon.
Villains.
She's a fashion icon.
She's a fashion icon, and she's one of the coolest villains. She made me think that fur maybe is not that bad. It was actually reversed what they were trying to do, and I was like,
give
oh,
me the puppies.
Oh, sorry. I could be cool like Cruella if I just skin 101 puppies.
Also,
that's how you get into the Illuminati. You have to skin
skinning
101 puppies.
Skinning a puppy is sad.
It's just as sad as anything else.
No, you don't. That's because you're a sociopath.
Skin a puppy, hurt your friend's feelings. It's kind of the same.
No.
It's all hurting.
Pain is pain.
I see Sarah looking deep into my soul and realizing that.
She's a sociopath.
Yeah,
I'm like, there's nothing there. I looked into my sister's eyes and I saw nothing.
That's the end of a movie.
Absolutely.
It's the end of a fucking.
Nothing. When you find out the bitch you've been working with for years is a sociopath.
It's one of those deep movies from like the early 90s where it's like, then I looked into my sister's eyes after years and years of potting and I saw nothing.
Zero.
And then I kill you. You know what I watched last night
what?
For the first time that everyone's been talking about? Okay, the craziest thing happened to me last night. Last night I watched Seven. Have you ever seen Seven?
Oh, but you don't understand how many people have told me to watch Seven.
Okay, me too. So last night, Hormos and Angie came over and I was like, let's watch a kid. I took too many mushrooms, schedule 35, shout out. And then I was like, let's watch my whole night. I had this like perfect white girl night in my head where I was like, I'm going to make sweet potato nachos,
so
already
white
very
girl
white.
Night.
Sweet potato nachos is a good start to a white night. It's using a sweet potato
yeah,
substitute
yeah.
for anything. With ground turkey instead of ground beef. Like,
yeah,
so white.
So white.
Yeah. So I was like, we're going to do that. And then I made a spiced apple cider with bourbon. White.
White. You, white. If I could pronounce the H.
White.
Yeah, that's so, how white it is.
So I did that. And then, and that was great. And then we had that. We ate. Then I set up the blow up mattress and had the couch and all the blankets laid out. I said, let's watch a Disney movie. It all starts kicking in. Hormos is like, let's watch a real movie. Like that's like you, like, a, and I'm like, okay.
Not Hormos switching the vibe.
Yeah. So he puts on Seven. Now I'm deep into mushrooms watching an obese man tied to a table and bound and gagged.
That's
and
what
dead.
Happens in Seven.
That's what, how it starts. And it is just insane.
I'm good on that.
And have you ever heard people go, what's in the box? And reference Brad Pitt going, what's in the box? What's in the box? That's from Seven. It's from the last scene in Seven. I won't ruin it for you. But
what's in the box?
But the craziest, the thing that's
never
in the box,
seen it.
The thing that's, you actually did exactly how he did it.
What's in the box?
But the crazy
hey,
thing
what's
is,
in the box?
I'm not going to tell you what was in the box because mm-hmm. I won't ruin the movie mm-hmm. for you, but there's something in the box, obviously, that's important.
And, got it.
And I watched a movie.
It's a
I'm
dick.
On mushrooms. Then we watched Halloween Town after to like cleanse the palate a little. And that was a little bit better. And then I tried to watch Halloween Town 2. That really put me to bed. And then I am going to bed 3 a.m. And I'm like, I can't fall asleep. I'm like, let's put on. And when I can't fall asleep, I put on Boy Meets World. I pick a random episode through the 8 or 9 seasons
Actually,
they have.
Good.
And it's easy to fall asleep too. There's a fun lesson. It's never scary. It's always fun, right? So I do my thing where I open my phone and I pick a random episode of Boy Meets World. The episode of Boy Meets World that I choose is referencing the movie Seven. So the whole episode, Corey Matthews is going, what's in the box?
No!
Yes!
That's so weird.
How weird is that? How weird is that? That's
so
the night I chose that episode.
That is so weird.
I mean, maybe I've seen that episode before and didn't know because I didn't watch Seven, but I was like, this is kind of, it kind of scared me more. And then I couldn't fall asleep because I was like, what were the chances? And that cabinet kept me up, but you don't do that. Do you just go to sleep in dead silence?
Yeah.
Is there a fan running or is it just?
Yeah, I need like a fan. Mm-hmm. I need the sound of the fan.
Yeah, if you don't have a fan or nothing and you're just going to the sound of eerie dead silence, I need to know what kind of wonderful childhood you had because I'm not letting nothing in.
I already have voices in my head at night. Yeah. I that's when the
they get loud.
They
when I'm in bed, I'm like, did you do that thing? Where's that shirt? Did you send that email?
But that's you during the day, too.
I know. I don't. It never stops.
It never stops.
How the fuck do you think it? That's why I like Disneyland. I get so distracted. It's sensory overload that I forget about my emails.
Oh, I do the. Okay. So me and you, we take our overwhelmed trauma differently. It's like I need to be understimulated to be not think about it. And you need to be overstimulated with more things to drown it out. I need it gone and you need to drown it out. How weird is that?
That is weird.
So weird. I used to fall asleep with the TV on full blast. Crashing sounds, movies, drama.
No.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, full blast TV. And now I just watch a little
Can I have a water?
BMW, as I like to call it.
What's BMW?
Boy Meets World.
Oh.
A little BMW.
I was like, is that your porn search category?
I like my girls, BMW. No.
Thank you.
No. But I do like to, attach myself to characters on TV shows. You ever fallen asleep with a character? I mean, not fallen asleep, fallen in love.
Yeah. You know which movie that like.
Can I guess?
What?
Before you even finish?
Yeah.
Hook.
I wasn't going to say that.
Oh, okay. But I thought it was Peter Pan from Hook.
But also, I was just thinking My Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't get stung by a bee, honey.
Wait, were you in love with Thomas J?
No, I just thought that.
I thought Veda was kind of hot. She was a little bit of my bi awakening.
Yeah, Veda was.
Veda was kind of hot. Veda Salt and Fuss can get it.
Yeah, Veda.
Veda.
No, just that movie.
Bill,
I just thought of it.
I love you so, and I always will. I look at you and see the passion skies of gray.
Can I tell you, like, I don't know what's happening. I think you've been opening your throat chakra lately because in the last year, this bitch will not stop singing. It's a goddamn musical. I look out, I'm in the car. She's singing about nothing. I'm on the pod. She's singing again. And you know what? Good for you.
You know, my throat pain did go away.
I know. Yeah.
I opened my throat.
Mm-hmm.
She's released. You know, I had a weird thing for years about my neck. Did you know that?
I know, but didn't we think that that was your thyroid?
Yeah.
Or maybe
it was my chakra.
Not her chakra.
Could be science, could be goofy.
But it is also science. It's Eastern science.
Right.
Chakras.
So could be science.
It's also science.
Or Eastern science.
Could be Western science or Eastern science.
What character did you fall in love with the most? Which TV show? Like for me, I hate to bring up BMW again, but Sean was the first character to ever like a brown girl on TV.
Oh, and that did something for you.
Oh, God. I was like, he's dating a black chick? I like ran to the TV. I was like, wait. All the hot white boys in Florida liked white girls.
I liked growing the up. OC.
Okay.
Seth.
I never watched the OC in my life. Man, I think that was a California thing.
It was.
I watched The Hills and Laguna Beach, and that was good drama. We were all in love with Steven from Laguna Beach.
Yeah,
no?
Of course. Yeah, I was.
Steven.
He's a little too.
That's your guy?
When I was in high school.
I could see that in high school.
Yeah.
Shanky hopping on that.
Yeah.
Seth became my lesbian role model when they were in a queer team.
No.
It would make sense. This was your crush.
No, go down.
Not Seth being people's lesbian role model.
No. Yes. What
no,
the fuck?
I like that. I like that was the only description of Seth. Go. I like that. Lesbian role model when there were no queer teens on TV. Can you click on that? We need to
what
read more about
that?
Sex
it's
crush.
Like, it's on the news.
He was skinny, quirky, snarky, and defined by his romantic attachment to a girl who only thought of him as a friend. I pretended I had a crush on him.
I did have a crush on him.
Whoa.
This was my guy. I would listen to the soundtrack, the OC soundtrack.
That was pretty much it for queer girls on teen shows. Go down with that. I don't need any gay girls on TV. I successfully convinced myself that the OC Seth. This is literally Sarah wrote this article. The OC Seth was my dream crush and ignored what
Actually,
he really
Grace
was.
Perry did.
The closest reputation of myself I'd seen on TV. He was a 2000s character I like to call Banter Boy. Not you being Banter Boy. Clever, creative, through his universe, his wit goes woefully underutilized. He's not passionate about his daily life, be it school or work, but his creativity bursts through its fist and spurts.
Yes.
In decorating for made-up family holidays or penning
yes.
a punk rock song. This is you.
Christmas
you're Banter Boy. The banter boy is quick with words, which really just means he's well written. He's a stand-in for the male writers of the film or TV show, or at least it certainly feels that way. There's an overwhelming sense that the banter boy is destined for something great, greater than his rinky-dinky town and these small-minded people.
Perhaps his
most irritating quality is that he, too, seems to know this. He's skinny with floppy hair and he exists somewhere on the spectrum of alternative. This is you. He looks good in corduroy and can wear the hell out of a crew neck sweater. He's not athletic and his body doesn't scream athlete. He's approachable, maybe even explicitly uncool. He's good looking because he's played by a good looking actor, but is somehow deemed not desirable in the context of his world. It's confusing. What's going on with this lesbian that wrote this?
Grace.
How did you remember her name?
Because I wanted to give her her credit.
Oh,
Grace
man.
Perry. She has a whole book called Why the 2000s Made Me Cry. And I'm interested in reading it. I gotta say. She's
I'm convinced that Grace Perry is you undercover.
Not me being it's Grace Perry.
Grace Perry is your pen name?
Someone's going to tag Grace Perry.
Someone, look at, that's Shank in costume. You have to go as Grace every time you go full makeup costume. You have to get a full face on.
I pull off my face.
Yeah.
It's me, Grace.
Well, why did I just see Grace Perry at Disneyland on mushrooms?
Weird. No idea.
What were the chances of that? Oh, man. Fuck, dude. Yeah, I like, you know, finding out things that are in the world and then just finding a crush in it.
Yeah.
Like the president?
JFK.
Hot. Hottest president? Who do you
JFK.
Think? JFK. JFK versus Obama. Have you ever seen the video of Obama in the water with the wave splashing him?
No, Obama's hot too. JFK and Obama.
Which one's hotter? Would you have a threesome with JFK and Obama's?
Yeah, I think Obama would like that.
Yeah. You think he would? No, where's the one with Obama with the... Oh... Obama in the water. He's got a fat ass.
Oh, you like a man with a fatty.
I do. I like,
you a, like man a man with an
yeah.
ass.
I said, toot that thing up in that wave. There's this.
Not
Obama.
Him Googling Obama water fat ass. No.
Obama beach.
Obama cakes.
Obama beach.
Obama cakes.
What if it was the exact
Obama beach. Where is it? Where's the one? Oh,
that one. This one.
This one?
Yeah, that one. Make it big. Make it big. Look at that ass. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. He does look
Toot that thing up, bombies.
He was also very fit.
Yeah.
Maybe Obama over JFK.
Barack. I'm about to Barack your world with that fat ass. Toot it up, little fat ass. A little toot it up, fat ass.
Stop saying toot it up, fat ass. It's making me feel weird.
Toot it up, bombsy, with your little fat ass.
I don't know how this person across from me, I don't know how I know her.
What's the hottest cartoon?
The first thing that came to mind, and I feel like I should just go with the first thing that comes to mind, and I feel embarrassed, but it just, what came to mind? Jimmy Neutron.
Okay. That is such an insane answer.
It came to mind. What's the first thing that comes to mind for you? Go!
Scar.
Yeah. We're different.
I pull up Jimmy Neutron, go to images, pull up Jimmy Neutron, and then open up a new tab and pull up Scar. I want to show you just how different me and Sarah's tasted. One, neither are human. Both are cartoons, but Scar, at least Jimmy Neutron's a boy. You're a child molester.
No. You said what cartoon?
Is the
it's
hardest.
Fake.
You could have picked Aladdin.
I've had a crush on it. Aladdin's also a boy.
Yeah, I know. Look, that's a man. At least I'm not a pedophile. I'm fucking
You're
animals.
You're a bestiality.
Sure, it's better than... That's a grown lion,
well,
at least.
You said which cartoon. Cartoons are not real.
This is a boy.
What
if
I had a crush on him?
Take a serious moment.
I had a crush on him as a kid.
Why?
His hair. I don't know.
Shanky Neutron? Shanky Neutron?
This is my man. Jimmy. You can call him Jim.
Are you sure you didn't mean Timmy Turner?
I feel like you're kink shaming me. You asked me what...
Yeah, this is a kink to shame.
Why? You want to fuck a fucking... They're all made up anyway. It's not a real thing.
Scar's a lot hotter.
Scar is hotter. After I saw Scar, I did feel a little jealous. I'll be honest.
Go to images. Let's see what my daddy do. Let's see how he be tooting that thing.
Can you stop saying tootin' that thing?
No.
I don't like it.
Ah, yes. Daddy toot that thing. Oh, God. Hot as fuck.
I'm switching.
No, to Scar?
From yes, we have to fight from Scar.
From Jimmy to Scar?
No.
All right, you guys, let's take a second to talk about our motherfucking daddy sponsors. It's Schedule 35.
I start doing the robot suddenly.
That's what happens when you're living a good life on the schedule.
Sometimes you microdose and sometimes you macrodose. You know what I mean? guys, one thing we love, it's Schedule 35. Go to schedule35.co. If you're looking for to microdose, macrodose, get some teas, get
don't,
some chocolate.
Don't go to schedule35.co if you don't want to have fun.
That's
if
it.
You're like, I just like life boring and I don't like to feel a little bit happier and laugh. Just keep living your life. But if you like to laugh and you like joy, schedule35.co, promo code TB15 for 15% off your first order. And that is a deal of a lifetime. Trust us. You can look in the comments. They fucking, people love it.
We have the best sponsors.
You can get hard.
And high.
Hard and high with this bitch.
Yes.
So make sure you go to schedule35.co and use promo code TB15 and get some for yourself and tell them we sent you.
Hell yeah.
Let's get back in the show.
Yes. Let's pick our top five.
Top five what? Cartoons?
Yeah.
Scar.
You can't
Scar,
do that.
Scar.
No. For some reason, Jimmy Neutron.
Still in your top five?
I'm taking it back.
No, leave them.
Johnny Bravo.
Okay, this is what I don't like
Johnny
that you don't
Bravo,
do.
Own it.
Don't change because you're scared of the opinion. If you want Jimmy Neutron as your top five, you keep him, Shanky.
Okay, then stop
commit.
Fucking shaming me
just
about
take the
it.
Shame. It's funny. Okay. You would think if I just went, oh, cool, and then we went on, it would be normal?
Johnny Bravo.
What's up with this hair that you're into?
I am obsessed with... You know that I have a thing with guys with hair like that.
That's true. You do like that
I
hair.
Love hair like that.
Truly
I've
the
always,
worst haircut I've ever seen.
Literally, I love like slap bangs on a guy, like kind of like a greasery-ish.
Okay, so you've got Jimmy Neutron, Johnny Bravo. This is my nightmare of two threesome so far. Imagine those two fucking you at the same time.
Whoa, so much hair gel everywhere.
Oh, it's the stickiest bed ever.
Oh my God, for many reasons.
Sponsored by Mane and Tail.
No. Not the horse.
Who's your third?
Honestly, looking at Johnny Bravo, I'm like, he's hot.
No, we know. He's your second.
He might be my first before Jimmy.
I would hope so. Jimmy's a boy. We've already said this.
You're fucking a lion and you're shaming me, you psycho.
I'd rather fuck a lion than a boy.
He's a made-up cartoon.
So is Scar.
Okay, we're not okay. It's getting too real. Okay, so those two for now.
Are you going to say Mickey Mouse? Would you fuck Mickey Mouse,
no,
be honest?
No.
I could see you rolling around the hay with Mickey.
No.
Something just
go
got
back,
her excited.
Go back.
We hit
that
something.
That fox.
Ew. That
from
fox.
Robin Hood.
That fox.
Robin Hood from Robin Hood. Robin Hood. Look how charming. Okay,
that fox does seem like the most your type out of the three you've said
okay.
So far. Danny Phantom's kind of hot.
I don't know. That's more of a you thing.
Okay, he's hot.
Oh.
Prince Zuko, I don't know who that is, but I'd hop into his bed.
Okay, so what, wait,
oh,
let me finish mine.
Oh, yes, Li Shang from Mulan. Okay, my top five. Okay, wait, you have three more.
Okay, the fox from Robin Hood.
Johnny Bravo, two more.
Fuck. Keep going.
Oh, yeah, I know you're into Shaggy.
Yeah, I think I am into Shaggy. And then Link. I do like Link.
Shaggy and Link?
Yeah, look at Link.
Now you're trying to link
elf.
With Link.
An elf guy?
That's not for me, but that's definitely... Yeah, my kink for piercings on men, he has piercings. You like that, right?
Yeah, those are mine.
You don't want grown-up Tommy Pickles?
No, I know too much about his childhood.
Oh, yeah. We've been in his house too much.
Yeah, those are mine.
Oh, I see one of mine. There he is. Yeah. Max.
I was talking about how much you love that movie at Disneyland. Yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Can we pull up real quick on YouTube when Max does the Powerline concert and he leans in and rocks in and he goes, walk on by. And he licks his lips and then pulls out. Oh, that was a different video, Goofy.
No,
that I
no, I don't know. Yeah. Okay, so what are yours?
Yeah. Oh, this is it. Hold on.
For sure can't play the song, but I'm going to try to get away with
it. Find the moment when he walks up to the edge and he leans towards Roxanne. You could find it in the thing. I know exactly what they say. Stacey, talk to me, baby. I can do this whole movie. I can do this whole movie. Shout out to Pauly Shore.
Yeah, shout out to Pauly.
Oh, yeah. Keep going forward. You see the confidence. Keep going. Yes.
All right, there.
Back up. Right about there. And then we need the sound. Back up. Don't ruin it. You're blowing the load.
All right, we can't play this sound.
Why? Not even for 1 second?
Disney. No. We'll get.
Oh, okay. Look how hot he is. Look at how hot he is. There's Pauly. He puts this. Look.
He gets hot.
Look how he leans in during the show. He moonwalks in front of her.
He's hot.
In front of all her friends, leans in. Look at this. Right to her face. Ooh. Oh. And then back. And then he's gone.
Hell yeah.
Okay. You got one more.
No, I don't.
Oh, you're done?
Yeah.
That was your five?
Yeah. I'm done. Okay. What are your five?
All right. So.
Oh, fuck.
You saw Tarzan and now you're fucked up about it. Yeah.
Take off Jimmy Neutron.
Take off
Jimmy Neutron. Give me Tarzan, baby.
And that's when a girl becomes a woman. And that's when
Jimmy
a girl becomes.
Neutron.
Yes.
Trent from Daria. I did like him too. Whoa. I like all of the cartoon men.
Oh, Debbie from Wild Thornberry.
Now you have a bi experience with Debbie from Debbie
bitch.
Thornberry.
Oh, he's pretty hot. I've never seen him. Young Hercules can fuck off, little weak bitch. Okay. The mouse is a little much. Kovu?
You said the mouse is a little much, like you didn't want to fuck Scar.
Do you want my top five?
Yeah, I'm
Scar, Max from A Goofy Movie, Coco-um from Pocahontas Forever. One. Ew.
Yeah, there's something about him that's like gross.
Definitely not that guy.
Okay.
No, not that guy. No, Roger was a pussy. Helga from Atlantis was a bitch. Robin, no.
Okay.
So I got Scar, Max,
Coco-um,
Tarzan. We're gonna have to split him, bitch.
Getting mad.
I'm sorry. He's gonna have to jump from your vine to mine.
Okay.
He's gonna have to go from your vine to my vine.
Okay, honey.
We're gonna have to split him because I want a jungle man too.
Okay, that's fine.
And
I get him on the weekends.
Okay. All right.
On Tuesday, you can swing with him all you want.
And I like Prince
Friday,
Eric.
He's mine.
Because he likes the ocean. And I like the ocean. And I'm a little mermaid too.
All right.
Those are the cartoons I'd fuck.
Honey.
Who do you think has the best dick? One
Tarzan.
Best dick. Tarzan. Tarzan, easily. I mean, I feel like we can all agree that Tarzan would have the best dick, right?
He's got to. He's the king of the jungle. He's so fucking hot. He swings
from
vines.
I'm actually
so
horny
mad.
For Tarzan
Same.
Right now. I'm hot for Tarzan.
What, is there a Tarzan porn? Google search later.
I might have to go. I might have to go jerk off to Tarzan porn after this.
Just jerk off to Tarzan.
Look at the
no porn.
Like how he knows nothing. He's just a savage. He knows nothing.
I want him to pull
all
my hair.
Knows,
I want Tarzan to pull my hair.
He was raised.
All
he was raised.
Spank me, Zan.
He was raised by literal gorillas. Like all
Zan
he knows
Zaddy.
Is eating fruit and fucking.
And he's so fit.
And he's so fit.
They really do make scenes like that.
Can we look up a Tarzan porn real quick?
All right. Let me see if I can. I used to know these people that shot like they do like really corny reenactment porn.
Just Google Tarzan porn. Right, just Google Tarzan porn.
All right.
We can put it up, right?
No.
We can't?
No.
We're not allowed to?
No.
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
We can blur some of it, right?
It's just going to be a reaction of you guys.
We all can right. give the link so they could watch along.
Tarzan porn videos.
Oh, yeah! Wait,
Tarzan
that one!
And Gina passionately
Tarzan
fucking
and
in the
Gina
wild.
Passionately fucking in the wild.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Wait, hold on. We didn't see it. Get in there. Go to the middle. When they're really in the woods. Yeah! That is hot.
I know.
I'm sorry.
That is hot.
Can we show a glimpse of it? No, we can't. Not even with blurs over it. Why does it look like Little Dicky?
It does.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Little Dicky.
This
got it. Tarzan and Jane are passionately fucking in the
good.
Wild. XXX.
Ah!
All right.
Why is there so much going on everywhere around the porn?
That's what happens. This is your first time watching porn?
Why is
it
say
horny local singles fans, man? It's like, yeah, of course.
Oh, no, not the virus.
I know, right?
Oh,
sorry
man.
About that, Mark. Not us. We had to see Tarzan fucking. What's all right?
That guy was less Tarzan and more Little Dicky, but I did like the jungle scene in the background.
Yeah, could we get someone like recast?
I need a long haired Tarzan. Why can't the biggest hit be a long haired guy that looked like he, this is what the porn I want. I should shoot porn.
I might too.
You want to start a porn company?
Mama and Mommy's Porn.
Mommy and Mama Inc. Mama, Mommy and Sons.
All right, we need something different. Let's shoot it from the angle. Let's do it again.
How good would that porn have been?
Fat ass in the jungle.
How good would that have been? Is instead of them, you just click on it and they're just fucking. She's in the woods. She decides to get naked and be free because she lives in the city. This is how I would write it. I'm so glad I got away and I'm in the jungle for the first time in a long time after this horrible breakup. And then she goes into the jungle.
Okay.
She's like, oh, this is a perfect place to be nude in front of nature. So she's nude. That's a horrible
breakup backstory.
This is how bad the writer's strike has gotten, by the way.
She's nude.
Maybe we should make a
point. She's nude, right? She's eating an apple. She throws the core down into the woods. Something rolls it back.
Oh, that's... Did you just come up with that?
Yeah.
That's called genius. That's Mama and Mommy Inc.
Mommy and Mommy and Sons.
Mama and Mommy.
The sons are the guys in the porn.
Mama, Mommy, and Sons. Mama, Mommy.
And Sons. Okay, she rolls the apple back. She goes, that's weird. She rolls it back in. It rolls back. Suddenly something shakes. She leans forward. You think it's going to be Tarzan, but it is actually a jaguar. Crazy. Because you're like, I thought I was getting into porn. Now this woman's actually in danger. Now what do I do with this boner? That's what the guy's thinking. Suddenly, Tarzan comes out. Jumps on the panther, slits its throat.
No, not the slitting of the throat.
Okay, jumps on the panther, rides it away.
Yeah.
And comes back huffing and puffing, sweaty, and then fucks her.
That's hot.
How much better is that than them just being like, I'm fucking in the water?
Yeah.
But guys don't need that. They don't need the story, do you guys?
Like, oh, we just need a little bit of pussy. All right, we're good.
Like, could you just put the camera more on her clit? And it's like, I need a whole story. I need the apple to roll.
Yeah.
I need her fear. I need her to feel safe again.
Yeah.
She was saved. You know what I mean?
We need a whole story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Please.
I think we started the timer late. Do you know how long we've been?
You've been for about 31 minutes.
Do you remember when she used to do this every 10 minutes? Yeah. Aren't you glad we moved past that?
Yeah.
When we first started the podcast, every 15 minutes, she'd be like, how long are we going? I think we had to buy this clock so she would stop asking.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Yeah.
Did you pick your five?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Coco-um. Coco-um? Steady as a beating drum.
You see what I'm talking about?
Coco-um, you remember Coco-um, Christy. This is what happens with women. We do this a lot. We're so hyper-focused on the dude that everybody wants that we don't see Coco-um the corner who's actually sharpening the knives and hunting for the food. And if you're out there and you're Coco-um, and I know there are a lot of men that are going to feel this right now, I see you. I hear you. Steady heart as a beating drum.
The thing is... I don't know who you are.
What do you mean?
First of all, you've been singing nonstop.
Yeah.
I think you might be a Disney adult and you don't even know it. You just said, should I marry Coco-um? And also the Goofy movie shit. You're a Disney adult and you don't know it.
I'm a Disney child.
Adult.
I'm an adult.
You think it's gone? You think it's gone until you get to the land. Let me tell you.
It's like Sarah went to Jerusalem.
The Holy Land.
And it said it's Disney. This is crazy.
Fuck Europe. I'm going to Disneyland.
Fuck Europe. I'm in the teacup. Did you get in the teacups?
No.
This is why I can't go to Disney with y'all. Who goes to Disney and doesn't do the teacups?
We were too nauseous for that.
From what? From gift shopping too much?
A little. See, this is why it was better without her. You see
I knew. Let me tell you. I know when I'm going to be a vibe killer and I'll just remove myself. It's good. It's a good trait to have. Rather than be the person that shows up grumpy and tired and kind of ruins a vibe, I'll just go, you two have fun. Get me a skunk hat.
Get me a skunk hat.
You two have the blast of your last.
Give me a skunk
hat. Yeah, give me a skunky.
Skunky.
These bees are good for resting on.
I did notice that. I was like, is that intentional?
It feels
like,
good. You want to rest on yours? Where's yours?
I put mine away. Oh. I might rest on the hive. That feels like it's, I don't know. I feel like resting on my own bee is different than resting on the
family hive. Yeah. Not the family hive.
Where's the hive? Sorry, I pulled it out of my ass. Anyways.
Oh, man, now I'm horny for cartoons. Why did they do that to us? The cartoons these days are different now. Now they have Bluey.
Fuck's Bluey.
Have you heard about Bluey? Bluey and Miss Rachel. Miss Rachel's apparently like a lesbian. She has her nipples pierced.
Miss Rachel's a real life lesbian.
Go to YouTube and go pull up Miss Rachel nipple piercings.
How do you find this TikTok? Not the wink. Not the wink. Not the wink in the bucket hat.
The wink for the talk. Yeah. Check it out. Miss Nipple. No, not Bluey. Miss Rachel nipples. Wait, are we going to find a Bluey Miss Rachel porn? What's going on here? No, take out Bluey. Think. Take out Bluey. Oh,
okay.
There we go. It's that first one. Click on that video.
Why is Miss Rachel's nipples pierced?
Miss Rachel's a bad bitch and she knows what she's doing. I like a woman that works a system and she makes it work for her. Look at her. She's getting the views from the babies, and I'll tell you right now why she gets the views from them daddies. There it is, baby. There she is.
She's a fucking freak.
Yes. Don't you like her more?
I do like her more.
I know. We should try to have her on the pod. We should have Miss Rachel on the pod.
Okay.
I hate when I say an idea and you're not instantly like, that's genius.
No, I'm just like processing it. I'm processing
what?
Having a children's performer on the podcast. I'm sorry. It was a bit of a plot twist. Okay.
We could have her sing to us. We can make out with her for a clip. Making out with Miss Rachel would go crazy bananas.
Think she'd want to make out with us?
I don't know. I could DM and ask.
Miss Rachel, are you down?
Miss Rachel, do you do pods? And could you make out with us for one? Have you ever watched The Wiggles? Do you remember The Wiggles?
Yeah.
My sister used to watch The Wiggles and they were like five grown men that would sing and dance in unison. And like, to be honest, I, even as like a 13-year-old girl watching them, I'd be like, how do these guys go home and fuck? Like, I remember thinking
your
that as a teenager.
A
your husband's a wiggle. I'm sorry. I can't. I would sign up for this. My husband's at work right now. What does he do? He's a wiggle. Sounds like a slur for white people.
No, but also, I think both of us.
Could do the Wiggles.
I think both of us could be amazing children's performers.
We could maybe start our own channel, children's channel.
Add it to the list. We're directing porn. We're children's performers. I mean, how many lifetimes for all the creativity we have?
It's actually unfortunate that we were given so much creativity in so little time.
Yeah.
It's unfair. Only fucking 80 to 122 years, 122 to me
be directing porn.
However much you want, but 122 to me. That's not fair. 122 years is not enough, God. That's how old I'm going to be.
Okay.
I'm going to live. My plan is to live and to be so old that by the time we get there, technology is going to be so far advanced that actually I could regenerate my organs and be young again and start over.
Sounds fun. All your friends will be
dead. Been waiting for that. I've been needing a new round, if you know what I mean.
No. No.
It's time for the remix of my friend group.
Scratch.
Okay, so what are you most excited for our trip? After this, we're going on vacation together, which is very gay.
I'm just like so excited to like sleep in. And like,
are you going to scuba naked with me? I mean,
scuba,
snorkel. Naked?
I don't know about snorkels. Snorkeling, naked snorkeling. Snorkeling.
Will you snorkel with me?
We'll see. No, I mean, I'm just so excited to be at the beach
and snorkeling.
Like, have a shaved ice and
shaved ice and shaved pokey. Puss. Catch us in the Big Island with shaved
like
ice
a
and
tan,
shaved puss.
Sleeping in.
Mm-hmm. Are we gonna fuck Hawaiians?
Yeah,
we're coming to you. If there's the Tarzan of Hawaii out there. Get ready, cause
get ready,
Mama, Mommy, and
I'm about
Sons.
To turn on Mariah in Hawaii.
Mama, Mommy, and Sons, we're coming for you. We're bringing our cameras. We're bringing our crew. We're looking for the best vine to swing up on, and we're getting figgity fucked on the island. We're shaved ice and shaved puss, and we didn't come to play. We're wearing our skunk hats, but our clean pussies, and we're coming through to fuck.
The only thing that smells is the skunk on my hat.
The only thing that smells around here is the skunk on my old hat. And that is that. You get a whiff of something smelly, don't worry, it's the flower, but not the one in my pants. Ye old flower from Disney. Ye old Bambi. Stinky.
Bambi.
My stinky Bambi. My stinky Bambi. Oh, that's nothing. That's not my puss. That's just my stinky Bambi.
The best part is you, me, Christy, and William Montgomery all have this damn hat.
We're going to rock stinky Bambi for life.
Yeah.
Stinky
flower gang.
Flowers, stinky flowers for life.
Stinky flowers.
Stinky flowers, that's us, baby.
Yes.
All right. I think that's it.
I think
Shanky,
that is
where
it.
Can people find you?
At Princess Shank on Instagram and Twitter.
We're going on vacation!
Yes! Every Monday here on This Bitch, every Wednesday on Shank, patreon.com/SarahWineShank for bonus footage. We are doing This Bitch and Friends at the Comedy Store November 26th. It's a fire lineup. Potter's for sure confirmed, and more big guests soon. Save the date.
It's more suspenseful if she does periods in between the words. More big guests soon.
She's marketing genius. I don't know.
It's just promising nothing. More big guests soon. The soon's a big maybe. They haven't texted back.
More big guests.
No, it's going to be really fun. Buy tickets for that. It's going to be sold out. So get your tickets now, and it's going to be a good time.
And we don't really do like LA main room shows. Like, it's our first This Bitch and Friends Comedy Store.
Yep.
All right.
Are you good?
I'm good. Are you?
Patreon.com/KimCongdon, twitch.tv/QueenCong1, KimCongdon.com on social media, KimCongdon on social media, KimCongdon.com for show dates, and filming my special December 7th at Jam in the Van. Make sure you get tickets that, Jam in the Van comedy. Throw suggestions for the special name. I'm yet to name it. And then I'll be at Side Splitters December 16th.
I do think it's the 16th.
December 16th in Tampa, Side Splitters. Make sure you go get tickets for that, because that sold out last year, so it will sell out this year. Everybody's going to be coming out for that because it's the holidays. Everyone's off work, so get your tickets early. And we'll see you next week. We'll be tanned and ready to rock, baby. Bye.
Bye. We'll